And on this Veterans Day throughout our show, we're hearing from those who have served in the nation's wars. NPR's Greg Allen spent time in Key Largo, Florida, with one veteran of World War II.
Walter Cush is a hale 86 years old today, but he was just a teenager in World War II. Cush was a flight engineer assigned to a B-24 crew that flew bombing missions over Austria, France, and Germany. When he saw another B-24 explode in midair during his first mission, he made himself a promise.
I made a vow that day for two things. I made a vow and said, I'll never worry, and I'll never wait in line. Believe me, I don't do that.
I asked Cush what kind of welcome he received when he returned home to New York.
As much as I thought it should be. I wasn't too concerned about the expecting a big homecoming and all this. I was glad to be home. Who wants anything like that?
Cush began looking for work. He discovered that a provision of the GI Bill offered veterans financial help as they searched for jobs.
They had a club they called 5220 Club. That meant that they wanted to give you a couple of bucks to tide you over. But it is that you got $20 a week for 52 weeks. I got in line to go in there, and I said, I'm not going to wait in line. I said, I don't need that. I'm going to get busy to get some work. I don't need it. I've never accepted a welfare check. I've never accepted nothing.
Cush eventually moved with his family from New York to California, where he built missiles for Rockwell International until his retirement. In Key Largo, he's active with a local VFW, but says he rarely talks about his war experiences.
We done what we're supposed to do, and we did it.
World War II veteran Walter Cush. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.